There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey listeners, my name's James.
And I'm Tim.
We're your hosts.
You're listening to The Wave of Wire.
Hey guys, my name's James.
I'm Tim.
This is the first episode of The Wave Wire. This is a new fantasy basketball podcast brought to you by the Almighty Baller Podcast Network. Shout out to the Prophet for all setting this all up. Yeah, we're just here to give you guys some info and insight into fantasy basketball each week. My Twitter is at JamesDeLeo with three A's, so you can check me out there. And with me is my co-host, Tim.
Hey guys. My Twitter's at tdelia96, and you can also follow our, we made a Twitter account for the podcast itself, at waverwire1. If you have any fantasy questions or anything, just don't be afraid to follow us and hit us up.
Yeah, that'll be where you'll be able to check out all our podcasts through there and through iTunes and Stitcher and everything. So, just a little bit about us first. We're actually brothers, and we're from, we live in Melbourne, in Australia. So, it's probably coming to you from the other side of the world. Yeah, the other good fantasy basketball podcast, Red Rock Basketball. Shout out to good podcast. Comes from Melbourne as well, so you're in good hands with us.
First friend of the podcast.
Yeah. all right. Well, do you want to get started?
Yeah.
All right. So, first, we've done a bit of research for this first episode, and we've come up with our top seven fantasy basketball backcourt picks for the upcoming season.
So each, we've just broken it down. So first, this episode will be just about backcourt players, and then we'll do forwards, then we'll do centers. Just a way to keep things organized and make sure you come back and listen if you actually want to know stuff.
And yeah, we'll get this all out before draft day, a couple of weeks before the season starts. And yeah, hopefully this will give you the edge to beat all your mates if you're doing like cash leagues and everything. All right, so to kick us off, Tim's going to give us his number one backcourt player.
Russell Westbrook.
Westbrook. I have Harden, actually. So why do you have Westbrook?
Well, Durant's leaving. He's left already, and that caused a big stir. So if you looked at Westbrook's stats when Durant was injured that whole season last year and the year before, and OKC didn't make playoffs, Westbrook was the dominant force, and he scored, assisted, rebounded. So that's, you know, fantasy basketball's played on, like, a couple of categories. That's already three big categories for you there. And he is going to dominate those categories right there. So he should be the first person you pick.
All right, well, I have James Harden because, firstly, I'm a Rocket supporter and he's my boy. But the last two seasons, his numbers have been absolutely insane. And even last year, didn't get the All-NBA nod, but he still put up crazy numbers, like Oscar Robertson crazy. And with the new offense, we all know D'Antoni's 7 seconds or less system, so that's more possessions for Harden. We hear it all the time, he's the most ball dominant guard. He controls everything Houston does.
Yeah, ruined Ty Lawson.
So he'll be involved in everything, and he's finally got some good shooters around him in Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson. So some good spacing, points, assists, rebounds, it's all coming for James Harden. Good free throw shooter, incredibly efficient. It's all coming for you, I reckon, from him, his whole package.
Everything. All right, number two, the man, MVP, Steph Curry. Not much else needs to be said.
Yeah, I've got Curry as number two as well, the back-to-back MVP. I've got him at second because he's eligible for both point guard and shooting guard. So that's what puts him over my number three, which is Russell Westbrook. No. As you said.
Doesn't matter to me. Yeah. Harden's number three.
The numbers with Durant out were pretty good, but not Harden-like, so...
Better than Harden.
No, I'm happy with him in number three. No, it's just his efficiency isn't great. even though he puts up rebounds, points, assists, he'll fill up those categories. But if you want to beat the opponent, you've got to have good free throw shooters and good field goal percentage.
Well, if you punt on field goal percentage, which you're probably going to have to do with Westbrook, and you win everything else, so you win six and lose one.
Okay, well, Harden's going to give you all.
No, Harden's not going to give you everything.
No. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, number four, Dame Dollar. He can rap, he can do it all, so he fits in at number four.
Do you know rapping is a category when you're eight? Now, I've got gone a little bit off here. I've got Giannis. Giannis Antetokounmpo at number four.
The Greek freak.
Fresh off his new contract extension today. Three position eligibility. Play point guard, shooting guard, small forward. I don't think there's anyone else. Maybe there is someone, there probably is someone, but I'm not sure if anyone else has three position eligibility. And he's going to play a point guard. And his stats have got better every year he's been in the league. So last year he had 17 points a game, 8 rebounds a game, 5 assists. That's all rounding up. They're pretty close. And that's all up from 12 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists the year before. Good percentage, over 50% last year. 3-point percentage isn't great. But just that three-position eligibility, that's something can cover a lot of holes in your defense. It's like an extra utility, really.
I reckon he's good, but he's not a four. Dame Dollar better.
Dame Dollar. Well, unfortunately, I don't even have Dame on my list.
Yeah, that's because he sunk Houston.
Please don't remind me of that.
We should get that video up.
No. Number five, Christopher Paul.
Yeah, I got Chris CP.
Number five?
Yeah, CP3.
Can't go past CP3. He'll get double-digit assists for, the 11th year in a row. Yeah, Clippers probably looking at another good year next year. Top four, most likely.
Well,
in the West, with Blake Griffin back, should probably play the whole year. DeAndre Jordan, unless they get injured, but still dependable. Doesn't really get injured. Probably be around for a long time. And there's not really much... They don't really have many options. They've got Crawford, Rivers... Didn't they get another point guard?
No, I can't remember. I hate the Clippers.
I think they signed someone else, but...
Nah, to me, this is the Clippers' last chance. This is the year they go big or go home. I was talking about this the other day, but if they don't perform this year, they're going to blow up their big three. If it doesn't work this year, this is it. Chris Paul's not getting any younger. DeAndre Jordan's... He's just going to rebound and score no matter what. Blake Griffin's getting better, but I think if this isn't the year for them, then they'll have to try something else, because if it hasn't worked over the past 3 or 4 years, it's not going to work.
Yeah, so this will be a big year for Chris, and it's Ray Ray.
Oh, Ray Ray.
Raymond Felton they've got back.
Ray Ray.
Yeah, but Chris Paul will still be playing a lot of minutes. He's good for number five in my backcourt rankings.
Yeah.
Kick us off with number six, Tim.
Kyle Lowry, ever dependable. He had a couple of years back, he was in a low point of his career, but he's definitely risen back with the Raptors. They rely on him a lot, and as you could tell in the playoffs, when he capitulated pretty much, they were trash. And throughout the regular season, he carried them, and Lowry's just puts up numbers. He's triple-double numbers, so another one. Falls into number six for me.
Well, Toronto's failures had nothing to do with DeRozan's 3-point percentage. But
why do you think he didn't make the top seven?
I have Kyrie Irving at number six. Coming off a fantastic season last year. He'll look to go again. The Cavs, I actually have him at number six. I would have had him higher, but I think just with LeBron's kind of take it easy through the regular season and kill him in the playoffs kind of outlook, that the Cavs may not go full ball all year. They may rest players during the year. Irving may not play extended minutes throughout the whole season. So he's still an incredibly good player, incredibly efficient player. And, he'll get your stats in all categories.
Number seven for me, the Greek freak, Antetokounmpo. This is where he should be. He shouldn't be, shouldn't be up at number four. I mean, yeah, he's got really good flexibility, and I would pick him in my team. But he's not a top seven backcourt player. Not yet. Give him another couple of years.
I've actually gone with Reggie Jackson at number seven. Saw a couple of stats last year. I can't recall them exactly, but off the top of my head, he was one of the point guards who shoots the most. He's another high usage guard. Not a lot to help him in Detroit last year. But with Tobias Harris, when he came in, he had another option instead of Ilya Sobo. It wasn't really anything special. But he performed well with good players around him, and Detroit's really going to improve their bench. And I'm not sure how many minutes Reggie will actually get now that they've got Ish Smith, but still will be over 30 minutes a game. He's quite inefficient, but he puts up good stats, and I'm happy having him at number 7.
No, he doesn't beat my top 7. He doesn't. Who would you take out of my top 7?
The
Jackson.
Dollar. Lillard.
You're just saying he's better than Dame Dollar?
They got Evan Turner. They're going to play 3 guards.
James. Just because he beat Houston out of the playoffs doesn't mean that you have to hate him forever.
I will never pick that man.
Dame Dollar will be dropping threes until the end of his career.
As long as it's not on Houston, he can do whatever he wants.
No.
All right.
Well, I'm going to pick Dame Dollar, and you can suffer with Reggie Jackson. So
these are the players you should be looking to get in your team. If you're lucky, you'll be able to get 2 of them as your 2 guards. But most leagues have point guard, shooting guard, guard, and then you got a couple of bench. So maybe if you're lucky, you can get 2 of these. If you have a pretty shitty friends who are drafted in your league, you might be lucky.
Now, well, if they go for all the value picks, which we're about to talk about, then, you know, these players could fall down.
All right. That brings us to our next thing. Someone who didn't fit in your backcourt, top 7, but you think is a value pick for next season.
G.H., Gordon Hayward. He's more of a forward, yeah, but he's got a shooting guard position on fantasy, which is actually really helpful because he can play at the guard spot, at the, you know, he's a good old flex position, and you're forward. So Hayward, for me, he's just one of the most underrated guys in the league. He doesn't get – he's like – see, I'm a Denver fan, and I'm used to, you know, everything going under the radar, so I can appreciate Gordon Hayward. Utah is exactly the same. No one cares about Utah. But this year, they're going to look to make playoffs. They're going to look to come top 5. I remember me and James did a podcast with the almighty baller, the prof, a couple of months ago, I think, now. We did our Western Conference rankings. We said Utah were going to come like 5th. So for them to come 5th, Gordon Hayward is going to go off. He's going to score 25-plus a game.
Gee, that's
and sick. Get 6 or 7 rebounds, 6 or 7 assists. And do it all while scoring like 45% from the field and 90% from free throw. So there you go. Fills out all your categories. And you can get him at like pick 40 or 50 in your draft because no one else will get him.
Well, he won't get that low.
I was looking at the mock drafts on Yahoo. The average that he went was like 48 or something.
No, I'll give you that. That's a good pick. But you set a high standard for him to get this year. Gee, maybe you'll win MVP with those names. Or maybe you'll be like Harden and even make an All-NBA team. Hashtag salt.
Yeah, there you go. 50.8.
50.8, the average.
That's the average. He went in number 50.8.
We've really got value here.
I'd take him at like pick. I'd take him with my 3rd pick, probably. Westbrook number 1?
Westbrook number 1.
Yeah, Westbrook's my number 1. If I got number one pick, I'd take Westbrook.
We'll get to that later. All right. My fantasy value pick. So I've gone with Dennis Schroeder, actually, for my value pick. He was in the mock draft so far. He's gone. There we go. Number 65.
Yeah.
Number 1 man in Atlanta now with Jeff Teague.
I got my brother in Atlanta.
He's the number 1 man now in Atlanta with Jeff Teague gone, moving on to Indiana. So I do believe that he's in line for a big bump up in his fantasy stats. He was, I'm pretty sure he had a very, very high usage rate for a bench point guard last year. But looking for his stats to increase.
When, especially now that Teague's gone.
Yeah, increased minutes. He was already a good scorer. Had decent assist numbers. He was averaging over 10 points a game and somewhere up near 5 assists from like 20 minutes a game. Oh, let's get these up. Yep, 20 minutes a game, 11 points. We're looking at 35 minutes. Maybe we're getting 17, 18 points a game. Maybe 7 assists. It's pretty good for someone who's, you can pick probably pretty low. So if you're looking to fill up with maybe power forwards and stuff as your star players, you can look to get a pretty, like a good starting option in Schroeder. Pretty low. Maybe with your 5th or 6th pick, actually.
So
you got another one? You got another value pick?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, every fantasy game, no matter what sport, has a player that the position that you load up on. For the NBA, would you load up on guards?
Yeah, I think guards, mainly shooting guards, are the ones who tend to be the most well-rounded and be able to get you points across all categories. But I think you have to look to build your team around certain positions need to get you certain stats. So your guards need to be looking to get you points and assists and free throw percentage, whereas your forwards need to be getting a high field goal percentage, good rebounds, good points, blocks, and try not to be Dwight Howard level free throw percentage.
You mean so Andre Drummond,
yeah,
DeAndre Drummond, Jordan.
So you're like looking to try to cover all the categories so you can try and win 7 out of 7 every week.
Nice. So, all right, I'll tell you my other pick, which is funny because I just bagged you about it before, but it's Reggie Jackson. He's my other value pick. Where does he fall? Oh, there you go, pick 50 again. Look, to be honest, I'd rather have Gordon Hayward, but if Gordon Hayward's taken, I'd take Reggie as my other pick. He's a point guard, shooting guard, fills up your backcourt, good reserve to have on your bench especially, will score points and get assists, and that's what you need out of someone like that. Actually, you could probably use him in your utility spot at that pick. He'd make a good utility, but yeah.
It's not bad, actually. Reggie did have him at number 7.
Yeah.
It's a good player, Reggie Jackson. Do love the Pistons. But I've actually gone with Isaiah Thomas as a value pick.
That's not value if everyone knows that he's good.
Well, let's have a look here. Where's he gone?
35. That's not really value.
That's
like second round, third round.
We're going to Isaiah better than a lot of other options, which we'll get to later. But he actually had a fantastic year last year. Pretty sure that was his first All-Star appearance.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was his first All-Star appearance, and I'm looking to improve on it this year, actually, with Big Al taking his talents over to Boston.
Gee, free agency caused a lot of trouble for fantasy.
Yeah. Some spacing at the center position, and a big, powerful presence inside. They've had, it's a position they've kind of been looking to fill. They've had Zeller there and Sullinger there. They got Al Horford, who was the pick of the bunch in this free agency class. Very good outside shooter for his position. Good rebounder, good points. Maybe this Boston team could see Al potentially fulfill his own best. But I think it's going to make things easier for Isaiah Thomas and cause some havoc inside. More room to move for him on outside the perimeter, and we all know how good Thomas is at getting to the rack, especially for his size. So, yeah.
But how tall is he? 5'9"?
Tiny.
So that's my, like, 5'9"'s like my height.
No,
probably taller than me.
I think he's 5'10". Doesn't matter how small he's gun. Yeah. And he is my second value pick.
Wish I could play basketball.
Well, all right, this is the...
Some of us get blessed with the minds for fantasy basketball. Some of us get blessed to play, but...
Absolutely.
We do what we can.
I'd rather sit here on my computer and pick about good players and talk about good players and be one.
No, I'd rather be a good player.
Alrighty. What you've all been waiting for. The number one pick debate. We're going with this pretty early. This is only the first podcast, but seeing as the season is only, I think, 36 days away.
Yeah, something like that.
37 for you American bros. Me and Tim are going to have a little debate here about who we think should be the first picked player, not just your first pick, the number one pick in every single league.
Not backcourt pick, the number one pick.
Alrighty.
And I wonder who James is going to be.
We all know, I think, who's coming up here. My boy, James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Let's just go through this. Let's just go through last year's stats for just a minute. First, let's just try and think, how did this man... First, he was only in the All-Star because players pulled out. Two, he didn't make an All-NBA team, which is an absolute crime. It's a crime.
Crime against humanity.
It's a crime. The people who vote for the All-NBA ballot should go to prison. Absolute crime. Alrighty. 29 points, 6.1 rebounds, 7.5 assists, 44% from the field. That's pretty good. 86% free throw percentage, 25 per, and he didn't make an All-NBA team, and his team only had 41 wins, with not much help. He had Dwight, who
Dwight.
Wanted to kill himself.
Oh, Dwight.
Refused to play with him. A lot of arguments. They're the numbers he put up last year in McHale slash Biggerstaff's absolute whatever, do whatever you want Harden offense. Now we're looking at D'Antoni, which is a high number of pick and rolls. 7 seconds or less offense. It's been spoken about a lot in the media that Harden is most likely to play the Steve Nash sort of role. And we remember Steve Nash's numbers from that period with D'Antoni, which made him the MVP. Which is why Harden will be in the MVP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he won't play as many minutes this year because Eric Gordon's there, who can finally take some of the stress off him. He's never had someone who can back him up. He had Jeremy Lin there, but he's never really had someone who can back him up and can be productive in his absence.
Well, Trevor Ariza's not good enough.
And he's a small forward, doesn't cover him. Doesn't stop Harden from playing. What did he average last year? Like 38 minutes or something.
Yeah, do you know what Ariza's purpose was?
38.1 minutes a game.
Do you know what Ariza's purpose was? Guard two players where Harden just shoots.
This is fantasy basketball team. We don't only look at offense and blocks.
And steals.
Gets good steals, actually. That's a very good point. Thank you for helping my case. Yeah. Nearly two steals a game. He's going to help you out everywhere. And he's your number one pick.
No.
I'm pretty sure that's a pretty convincing case.
No. All right. Let's just look at this. So, I have some hard evidence that he's actually better. Westbrook is my number one pick. He will be better than Harden.
No.
Because he played without Durant, and that's what he's doing again this year. But he has an even better team around him now. So, without Durant, he averaged 28.1 points, 8.6 assists, 7.3 rebounds, 2.1 steals, and he shot at 42%. That's 2 years ago. And how many minutes was Harden playing?
38.1.
And he was playing 34.4. So 2 years later, Westbrook will be more mature. He'll understand more. And he'll be even more angry because Durant just, you know, ruined his life and ruined his chances of doing anything. So Westbrook's going to come out a very, very angry man. And just, he's going to score 30 points. He's going to get 8 assists. He's going to get 8 rebounds.
You're telling me he's going to average over 30 points and 8 assists?
Yeah.
And 8 rebounds, yep, for the whole season.
Big prediction, yeah. Hey, you might call that my prophecy.
Gee, the waiver wire is kicking off with an absolute bang.
We're going to get heaps of people tweeting and abusing us, but
telling Tim how absolutely wrong you are.
Westbrook is going to be a gun this year, and you'd be absolutely silly not to pick him as pick one. If you told me someone was going to pick Kevin Durant to pick one, I'd just laugh.
Nah, well, look, if you have pick number 2 in the draft, which is not a bad pick, I might add, and James Harden's already off the board, which he will be, Westbrook is a good option.
No.
I'm just going to let that slide.
We're both not going to agree on this.
I'm going to let this slander for
what
the greatest beard of all time just slide.
Did you see me saying Nikola Jokic should be number one pick? I know he should be, but I haven't come out and argued that he should be.
Big Honey ain't got enough. Nah, you'll get to it when we get to...
Don't worry. As soon as we get to centers and small forwards, all I'll be talking about is Denver.
Stacked, you could say.
Well, stacked. My team will be stacked with Denver and Utah because they're just underrated and you can get them late in the draft and it'll just be lovely.
Who went to Utah? Was it George Hill who went to Utah?
He went to Utah. George Hill went to Utah. So they have George Hill, Gordon Hayward, Rodney Hood had a good season last year. Good again. They got Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, I do think Utah players are due for an increase. It's just Quinn Snyder's slow it down kind of offense isn't great for fantasy basketball.
Dante Exum's back. But, we love Aussies down here in Oz.
Yeah, don't mind Dante Exum.
Nah, no, not a value pick, unfortunately. He doesn't make the cut.
He's value in my heart.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is Ben Simmons available as a shooting guard?
No. Power forward. I think it was power forward to more forward.
There we go. We already got our forward value picks, right?
Yep.
Well, he's taken us to the Olympic gold medal in 2020. Mark my words, America, we're coming.
Well, we'll rob this year anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, absolutely. Refs are blind. Well, now that we've established that James Harden will be your number one pick in everyone's league, let's go to the opposite end of the scale.
Actually, that's what I forgot to check. Where was Ty Lawson get drafted on average?
Oh, don't even think about it. Do not even think about it. If I could... You know what? That's my number one player to stay away from. Do not get sucked in.
No, actually, sucked in is Rajon.
Can we just talk about him for actual?
Tyler Lawson, here we go. 149.5. That is a value pick, listeners.
Can we talk about? Let's actually have a serious conversation about Tyler Lawson for a second. So Collison is under investigation for, I can't remember what for, maybe domestic abuse or something. I can't remember.
No, they did something wrong.
Yes, under investigation for something. Likely to be suspended for maybe the first 15 games, something like that.
There you go.
If you can pick up Tyler Lawson very, very late in your draft, because I'm telling you right now, no one's going to draft him unless they've been listening to us. So you'll have the edge.
Well, unless you're in our league, because I'll be drafting Tyler Lawson. Well,
there you go. Shh, that's a secret for later in the show. Anyway, Garrett Temple, that's their backup point guard, apart from Ty Lawson. That's not going to happen. So Ty Lawson, you're very likely, maybe for the first 10 games, that Ty Lawson could be starting the Sacramento unopposed.
And then you know what you can do when Darren Collison comes back?
Just get rid of him.
You can drop him to the waiver wire.
To the waiver wire. Absolutely.
There you go. That's, you delve into the waiver wire and you pick up.
And then someone naive can go pick him up after he's had a good first 10 games and you know to get rid of him. But, you know, like, he's had a tough year at Houston, Indiana. Could turn it around. Maybe he'll start drinking again and be good.
No, he's over. He's
no, really... he plays better as a drunk.
Yeah, all right.
It's obvious in Houston. Maybe he didn't like James Harden.
No one likes James Harden.
Yeah. Whoa. Not going to tolerate this kind of slander on this podcast. Let's just keep this from our
The number one rule.
The number one rule of this podcast is we do not tolerate James Harden slander.
Well, gee. We're going to be arguing a lot about that then.
Just another little thing we wanted to talk about. The coaching change in Houston.
Hmm.
How does that affect who you pick?
No, I do understand. That's why Harden's risen up so much on my list. He was in my backcourt. I had him last year, probably about a 10. Maybe
10.
10. But maybe hurts. Yeah, maybe because I'm sick of you talking him up so much, that might have helped. Just because, yeah,
VP.
That might have helped. But nah, with D'Antoni, there's gonna be a fast system, and Harden's just gonna pop shots. I agree. He's gonna do well. He's gonna score points, but that's gonna affect his efficiency.
Not just Harden.
But the thing that this is why I didn't have him so high last year. He turned from a person who would run, get fouled and score free throws to, I can take over this team. But all he was scoring from was free throws.
Okay, he scored 28 points a game. Only 9.8 of them came from the line.
Is that all? Wow.
It's like 30%.
That's a lot of points.
He's up on my man.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah, but not just Harden. I think like Ryan Anderson reinvent himself in Houston as an absolute archer from the outside.
Here he
just
was.
A sniper. Yeah, but think about all the driving kicks he's going to be getting from James Harden, the pick and pops. He's going to be letting the ball fly. And it's going to be flying right into the middle of the hoop, straight into the net, and Houston's going to be scoring 160 points a game.
Yeah.
Probably be giving up 170, but we're going to be scoring a hell of a lot. And I think Clint Capella could come off well from this. Terrible free throw shooter in the NBA. Wasn't so bad in the D League, maybe 60%. Maybe you should start throwing underhand, yeah, like a Chinanu.
And maybe he can teach himself. Maybe the rookie can teach him
something. Onyaku. Yeah, the rookie can teach him a few things about shooting free throws. But I just feel like these kind of players, with the number of possessions Houston's going to be getting through, could be a boost to their stats. Just some more rebounds to grab, more shots to take, more assists to dime.
So you're saying...
To deal.
So you're saying, because they're going to be going through so many possessions, get a tall from the team that they play, because Harden will be chucking up bricks.
There'll be a few rebounds.
And they'll be grabbing a lot of rebounds.
So you can be looking on the waiver wire each week. Maybe if someone's got a back-to-back against Houston, a few rebounds coming their way, most likely. Nah, but they'll all be in the net, so it doesn't matter.
Rebound
offense
doesn't...
is the best form of defense.
No. No, it's not.
So let's move on.
I was going to say the Brisbane Lions, but no one else knows who that is. If you're Australian and you know the Brisbane Lions, then you'll understand the why offense is not the best defense.
Yeah. Let's just slowly move on from that train wreck that is the Brisbane Lions. I've got a question for you, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Give me two players who you will not be picking in your fantasy team this year.
Right, number one.
Not just won't be picking, who you would not touch with a 10-foot pole.
Klay Thompson. It has to be said. If anyone picks Klay Thompson, especially, like, look, you stay away from him. But if you do feel like picking him up, don't pick him up until, like, round 10. Because with Durant, Draymond Green, and Curry, he's going to get pushed out of that team.
That's one basketball to go around, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. So that was my problem with Durant as well. How is all these big players going to get the same numbers? They're not. All their numbers are going to drop, or two of their numbers are going to go up, and then everyone else is going to suffer. So that's also why later, when we do the next podcast, Draymond Green is not going to be my number one pick, because I feel he's not going to have the same impact he had this year. So for me, Klay Thompson going to drop. What? How many points was he scoring? Like 20? 27?
Something like that. Yeah.
He'll get probably more. He'd lose some minutes, I reckon, because he might get pushed to the bench. That's what I'm thinking. He might get pushed to the bench, and then they'd sort of use him as like a six man, as a gunner, like Jamal Crawford.
He'll come off the bench. He'll still start, but I think his minutes will be staggered to play more with the bench.
Yeah, because there's just too many superstars in that team, and he's just going to lose the points. So if you're going to pick up Klay Thompson, just don't pick up Klay Thompson. Just don't.
Can you believe he was all NBA over Harden? Farcical.
No, absolute rubbish.
Farcical.
Absolute rubbish.
You got another one?
Dwayne Wade. I mean, look, Miami fans, yep, he was good. He was great at Miami, and he could have been your pick then. But the Chicago backcourt / forwards is stacked with personalities. Let's just say it that way. Personalities. You got Jimmy Butler, who is going to be, he's thought, oh yeah, Derek Rose is gone, I'm going to be the dominant guy here now. Then Dwayne Wade comes in, he's like, oh, all right. And then they get the dreaded, who James will talk about very soon.
It's interesting you bring up Chicago.
Rajon Rondo. Look, that is just not going to work for me. It's just not going to work. Dwayne Wade, he had good numbers last year. He's had good numbers his whole career. This year is the year for me that you don't pick him up. You stay away from Dwayne. And look, if he does prove me wrong and starts to have big numbers and takes over, then you pick him up. But apart from that, you stay away from him at the start of the season, because Chicago's going to take a long time to figure out what their backcourt is doing.
Interesting that you end with the Chicago flavour, because my two little picks over here, I actually have Chicago relations. So my number one, Derek Rose. Interesting, because all the new super team talk we've been seeing around New York. If you haven't seen what's been going on in the news, the court case that's going on with Rose, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So I think it might, if that gets in his head, that's a pretty hard thing to try and keep separate and not focus on when you're playing, especially with moving to a new city, new team. May take a while for him to adjust with all this new things that are coming out. Not sure what the repercussions from this will be. Like, that's not our place to say. But I'm just thinking, like, the overhanging court case might have an effect on the way Derrick Rose kicks off the season with the Super Team Knicks.
To be honest, I don't agree. But I just think that he's going to be in control of that team, and he could have a decent season, and he's worth a punt. But
Jose Calderon's going to be putting up big numbers.
He's finished. He's absolutely finished.
And to continue with Chicago flavour, we've gone for the new Chicago import, actually, Rajon Rondo. Now, Rajon Rondo. I've gone with Rondo because we've been playing fantasy basketball for a while now, and I see a consistent trend of where people keep thinking, this is Rondo's year. His assists, rebounds. He'll be able to score somewhat. No. No. He played in Sacramento with DeMarcus Cousins, where he was incredibly selfish the whole year, where his whole goal for the whole season was to try and revitalize his career and get this next big contract, which he got, Chicago. I'm not sure how this game translates to Chicago when he can't shoot from outside. Jimmy Butler isn't a fantastic three-point shooter.
Neither is Dwayne Wade anymore, actually, yep. Just coincidentally.
Coincidentally. So that's not a lot of firepower coming from the outside. Anyway, not sure how his game will translate over with the lack of three-point shooting that Chicago has in that backcourt. I think McBuckets, Doug McDermott.
Dougie.
I can't believe Denver traded him, actually. But
no,
anyway.
James, don't, don't.
Anyway.
We got Gary and Yuka.
No. Anyway. They're not fantastic three-point shooters in the backcourt. And Rondo has never been a fantastic scorer. He's not a good free throw shooter either. His negatives way outweigh his positives. He may get 8 assists, but he may even be coming off the bench.
Now, who knows what Chicago's going
to do. I don't know what Chicago's going to do. If they start Buddy Rondo, Wade, and Butler all together, play Butler a small forward, I don't know. But I just don't think Chicago is kind of the right environment for him. And I don't think his game is relevant to fantasy where you should pick him up.
Mm. Now, do you know what we should have done instead of saying these players to stay away from? We should have just said Chicago backcourt.
Yes. Yeah.
Just done Chicago backcourt.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler, he could actually be a value pick because you might go pretty low in a couple of your leagues. You'll probably have a Chicago fan in there who'll pick him up. But
if he goes top 10, you're absolutely dreaming.
No, there's no way he's in my top, even close to my top 10 backcourt in reality.
Yeah.
He got a big pay packet, but it didn't prove it to me.
Look, this isn't actual player rating. Like, Jimmy Butler is a good player. It's just this is more fantasy. He's not top 10. So, Chicago fan, don't abuse us. Don't take that bad. But Jimmy Butler, yeah, he's a good player, but not for fantasy.
Yeah, see, that's why Harden's number one, because fantasy is a place where defense does not matter.
I wish they did a defense metric or something, and he would just get absolutely slammed. And
they
just
have defense metrics. On off. Anyway.
That's not a category.
Ah, oh, for you mean for fantasy?
Yeah.
Why don't you go propose it to Yahoo?
Maybe I will.
Couple of some bands. Well, this brings us to the end of the first episode of the Waiver Wire, Tim.
Yeah, woo!
Actually, before the end of the show, we have one quick announcement. Do you want to tell the lucky fans what we're going to do for them, Tim?
We're going to be making a fan league. So we're not sure how many yet. I mean, we'll try and meet the demand and do a couple of leagues with you guys because I think you can only do is it 12 people?
12 teams, I think.
Yeah, 12 teams.
Depends. We'll be doing Yahoo.
Yeah, and we might be doing fan tracks as well, depending how it goes. We'll end up having a lot of leagues. So if you guys want to be in a league with us, follow us on Twitter. Keep in touch for updates at WaiverWire1.
The WaiverWire one.
The WaiverWire one, that's the one. Well, you can message us, tweet us, we'll keep you updated. Always happy to reply to our fans, and yeah, so just keep up to date with that.
Well, thanks for tuning in, guys. I'm James.
And I'm Tim.
Thanks for listening to The WaiverWire.
See you guys next week.
Cheers.
Cabela's is coming to Northern Virginia with a spectacular new store in Gainesville. Find everything you need for hunting, fishing, camping, and shooting sports, plus much more. Join us for our grand opening celebration Thursday, March 9th at 10 a.m. Be one of the first 500 in line and receive a Cabela's gift card worth up to $500, plus a chance to win one of three Remington firearms. See store for details. Don't miss Cabela's grand opening in Gainesville, located off I-66 and Highway 29 near Virginia Gateway.